Let's get into the Word today. I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. If God has been good to you, say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 5.
El libro de Mateo, capítulo 25.
Matthew is the first book of the New Testament.
Mateo es el primer libro del Testamento Nuevo.
We want to preach for a little bit this morning on Matthew chapter 5.
Vamos a hablar acerca de este versículo, este capítulo aquí.
Okay, let's get into the Word this morning.
Okay, vamos a empezar la palabra de Dios esta mañana.
I want to speak with you a message entitled
Quiero hablar este mensaje titulado,
The Pathway to Happiness for Those That Are Struggling.
El camino a la felicidad para aquellos que están teniendo un camino difícil.
The pathway to happiness for those that are struggling.
El camino a la felicidad para aquellos que tienen camino difícil.
Let's read Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 10.
Vamos a leer el capítulo 5 y el versículo 10 de Mateo.
Verse 1 through 10.
El 1 al 10.
And it says, Now seeing the crowds, he went up on a mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him.
Y dice así empezando, cuando vio a las multitudes, subió a la ladera de una montaña y se sentó.
And he began speaking and taught them, saying.
Y tomando la palabra, comenzó a enseñarles diciendo.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Dichosos son los pobres en espíritu, porque el reino de los cielos les pertenece.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Dichosos los que lloran, porque serán consolados.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Dichosos los humildes, porque recibirán la tierra como la herencia.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Dichosos los que tienen hambre y sed de justicia, porque serán saciados.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Dichosos los compasivos, porque serán tratados con compasión.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Dichosos los de corazón limpio, porque ellos verán a Dios.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God.
Dichosos los que trabajan por la paz, porque serán llamados hijos de Dios.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Dichosos los perseguidos por causa de la justicia, porque el reino de los cielos les pertenece.
The pathway to happiness for those that are struggling.
El camino a la felicidad para aquellos que tienen un camino difícil.
Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Lord, to be able to express your heart to this, your people. And I pray that, Lord, what you have to say would be very clear. Remove distractions and thoughts in our minds that would take away from what you have to say. God, give us open ears. And we pray that your word would find fertile ground in our hearts this morning. And we ask for this in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Matthew chapter 5 through 7 in the book of Matthew.
El capítulo de Mateo 5 al 7.
Is known as the Sermon on the Mount.
Es conocido como la predicación en la montaña.
And when you consider the way that Jesus taught the people there on the mountainside,
y cuando usted considera la forma que Jesús predicó ahí en la montaña,
it is no wonder why a multitude of people heard his voice clearly.
No se damos cuenta por qué que mucha gente oyó esa palabra.
Sound engineers have studied the way that sound travels.
Muchos han estudiado cómo el sonido viaja.
And what's interesting is that in their studies, everything that Jesus did made it possible for everyone to hear his voice.
Y lo que es interesante es de que todo lo que Jesús habló ese día, mucha gente lo oyó.
Jesus was wise.
Jesús era muy inteligente.
He was very smart.
Muy inteligente.
When there is a mountainside and sound or the voice travels on a mountainside.
Cuando hay una montaña y el sonido viaja por esas montañas.
The sound travels down, and everyone from the top all the way to the bottom is able to hear that sound.
El sonido baja, viaja abajo, y cuando están todos abajo es cuando oyen, todos oyen.
That might not seem a major thing to you and me.
Eso no debe ser muy grande para usted y para mí.
When we have microphones and speakers in our day.
Ahora que tenemos los micrófonos y las bocinas.
Huge sound systems make our voice to be heard wherever we want it to be heard.
Todo este sistema nos ayuda a que mucha gente nos pueda oír.
But in those days, when there were no speaker systems and no microphones, it's really amazing.
Pero en aquellos días que no había estos sistemas, era muy duro de que mucha gente te viera.
When Jesus was teaching on that mountainside and he began to teach the people,
cuando Jesús estaba en esa montaña y él empezó a predicarle a la gente,
he was speaking to everyone that was gathered before him.
Él empezó a hablarle a todos los que estaban ahí junto con él.
And he wanted everyone to hear these wonderful words that would proceed out of his mouth. So you see, Jesus knew who these people were. God knew every individual person that was there.
Dios conocía a todas estas personas individualmente.
It's like we talked about in Sunday school earlier.
Es como acabamos de hablar esta mañana.
That he knows everyone uniquely.
Él te conoce a ti únicamente.
And so he knew what the people were going through that were gathered before him on that mountainside.
So él conocía todo lo que cada una de las personas estaba pasando.
He knew that many of those that were gathered together were hurting people.
Él sabía que muchas de esas gente que estaba ahí estaban lastimadas.
Most of them were struggling financially.
Muchos estaban batallando financieramente.
Many of them were fed up with the Roman government.
Muchos ya estaban cansados del gobierno de romano.
They saw corruption.
Veían corrupción.
And they wondered why people could be bought out with money.
Y se preguntaban por qué la gente se podía comprar con dinero.
They hated the tax collectors, you can all remember.
A ellos no les gustaban los taxistas.
And the reason why was because the tax that Rome collected.
Y la razón era porque el impuesto que el gobierno romano colectaba.
That tax was a heavy burden on the people.
Ese impuesto era un impuesto muy grande que le ponían a la gente.
The majority of their income was given to taxes.
Lo que ganaban ellos se lo daban al gobierno.
So that they barely had any money to live on.
So casi no les quedaba mucho dinero.
And so the people were oppressed.
So la gente estaba muy oprimida.
They were struggling.
Estaban batallando.
Some of them didn't know which way to turn.
Mucha gente no sabía para dónde voltear.
They didn't know what to do.
A dónde ir o qué hacer.
And so now Jesus is there speaking to these people.
So Jesús estaba ahí ese día hablando a esa gente.
Many of them probably walking to this meeting place with their head hung low.
Mucha gente acercándose ahí.
With their head hung low.
Con su cabeza agachada ya, derrotados.
Have you ever noticed that when you're struggling,
¿te fijas cuando tú estás batallando?
You tend to not be looking up and squaring
no
your shoulders.
Arriba, pero sino para abajo.
Instead, yeah, we're looking para abajo, right? We're looking down, right? Like we're carrying a load.
Como que estamos cargando algo muy pesado.
And in many ways, many walked into this meeting place probably carrying themselves that way.
En muchas maneras, toda mucha gente estas caminaba, entraban así a este lugar.
They were sad.
Estaban tristes.
They were heavy.
Estaban pesadas.
Some of them didn't know what they were going to do.
Muchas de ellos no sabían qué iban a hacer.
And Jesus begins to speak these words to those people.
Y Jesús empezó a hablar estas mismas palabras a esa gente.
He begins to tell them, "Blessed are."
Él empezó a decirles que dichoso es.
What's interesting is we read what is called the Beatitudes.
Lo que es interesante es que leemos lo que es Beatitudes.
That sounds good. Venturanzas.
Aventuranzas.
Aventuranzas, okay. As he spoke these Beatitudes.
Así como él habló estas aventuranzas,
he was actually talking about the way to be happy.
Él está hablando de la manera de ser feliz.
When it says blessed,
Cuando él dice, dichoso.
The word in the Greek is really happy are you.
Esa palabra en greco quiere decir feliz por ti.
He's talking about the way to be happy.
Él está hablando de la manera de ser feliz.
And when you're struggling,
y cuando tú estás batallando,
and you don't know which way to turn,
y no sabes para dónde voltear,
you look expectantly for someone that's going to speak to you something that is happy.
Tú estás esperando a alguien que te va a hablar cosas felices.
Sometimes you get tired of bad news.
A veces se cansa uno de muchas malas noticias.
Sometimes you get tired of being around complainers.
A veces se cansa uno de estar cerca de alguien se queja todo el tiempo.
And sometimes you just want to hear someone that's going to say, "This is the way to be happy."
Y a veces nomás quieres saber a alguien de la manera que te dice que cómo ser feliz.
And so all of these people that came bearing a burden.
So toda esa gente que vino cansada y ya molestada.
Needing to hear good news.
Esperando oír algo nuevo.
Would hear these words roll off the lips of Jesus.
Oyeron estas palabras saliendo de la boca de Jesús.
And he began with, "Blessed are the poor in spirit."
Y él empezó diciendo, "Dichosos los pobres en espíritu."
Or, "Happy are the poor in spirit."
O felices los pobres en espíritu.
For theirs is the kingdom of God.
Porque el reino de los cielos les pertenece.
He's not talking about those that don't have any money.
No está hablando acerca de esos que no tienen ni dinero.
But that doesn't mean that he's not aware of our poverty.
Pero eso no quiere decir que no sabe, que no se da cuenta de nuestra pobreza.
But there are individuals, though, who are poor in spirit.
Hay individuales o personas que están muy pobres en su espíritu.
In the natural,
en la naturaleza,
when we are poor,
cuando somos pobres,
there's no need to convince you of your poverty.
No hay manera de convencerte de tu pobreza.
When we don't have money, we know we don't have it.
Cuando no hay dinero, sabemos que no hay dinero.
You want to buy that thing,
¿tú quieres comprar esa cosa?
But you don't got the money to buy it.
Pero no tienes el dinero para comprarlo.
So those that are poor know they're poor.
Los que son pobres, pues, saben que no son pobres.
In many ways, those that are poor in spirit know that they are poor as well.
Y en la misma manera, esos que están pobres en el espíritu saben que están pobres en espíritu.
How is that though?
Pero ¿cómo es eso?
This is the individual who knows ultimately that they have a need in their heart for God.
Esta es la persona que últimamente sabe que tiene esa necesidad por Dios en su vida.
They begin to realize in their hearts they need God in their lives.
Ellos empiezan a realizar en su vida que necesitan a Dios.
And Jesus says of that individual, they are blessed or happy.
Y Jesús dice que esas personas son las que son bendecidas y dichosas.
You see, it's the person that is sick that seeks out the doctor.
Sí, es la persona que está enferma que busca el doctor.
But the person that has convinced themselves that they are not sick,
pero la persona que está convencida que no está enferma,
they will not go to the doctor.
No va a ir al doctor.
But when they are finally convinced that they are sick, they will seek out the doctor.
Pero ya cuando están convencidos que sí están enfermos, van y buscan al doctor.
In the same way, those that begin to acknowledge their poverty of spirit,
de la misma manera, aquellos que ya empiezan a conocer que necesitan a alguien o que están pobres en el espíritu,
they will go to seek after God.
Van y buscan a Dios.
And that person is going to be happy.
Y esa persona va a ser feliz.
That person that is seeking after God is going to be happy.
Esa persona que busca a Dios va a ser feliz.
That doesn't mean that they will be able to avoid all pain of life.
Eso no significa que ya se va a cubrir de todo dolor en su vida.
How many of you ever heard that statement, "Life happens"?
¿Cuántos han oído eso que dice, dichoso que dice que la vida pasa?
When we're young children and we're living with our parents,
cuando somos niños o vivimos con nuestros padres,
we're not worried about money.
No nos preocupamos acerca del dinero.
We're not worried about where to live.
No nos preocupamos de dónde vivir.
Because our parents take care of all those things for us.
Porque nuestros padres se cubren todas esas cosas.
But then we start to come to the place where we need to get out of the nest and start flapping our wings.
Pero venimos a esa edad donde ya empezamos a pensar que tenemos que volar en nuestras propias alas.
And then we realize there's a lot more responsibility out there than we thought.
Y realizamos que es más responsabilidad de lo que nos que creemos.
And in many ways, life happens.
Y en muchas maneras la vida pasa.
It happens the same way in our Christian faith.
pasa la manera así en nuestras vidas espirituales.
We get saved and we're on fire for God.
Somos salvados y estamos en ese fuego con Dios.
We're in love with Jesus.
Estamos amados con Dios.
And then all of a sudden life happens.
Y luego algo pasa.
And in many ways, it's during those times that we begin to learn that when we are poor in spirit, we need to run to the one that has the wealth that we need.
Y en esa manera, nos damos cuenta de que es cuando algo malo así pasa, que tenemos que correr contra Dios, o con Dios otra vez.
Sometimes when life happens, we begin to maybe fall out of the faith a little bit.
A veces cuando algo nos pasa, nos empezamos a caer.
We're not praying like we used to.
Ya no oramos como oramos.
We're not attending church like we used to.
No vamos a la iglesia como íbamos.
We're not reading our Bibles or praying like we used to.
Ya no leemos la Biblia o oramos como lo hacíamos.
And it's in those times that we begin to grow poor in spirit.
Y es en esos tiempos que empezamos a crecer pobres en el espíritu.
And the Lord allows that.
Y Dios te deja.
He begins to allow us to grow hungry, if you will.
Te deja que pases por esa hambre.
So that you will begin to seek for the food. There are some people in this room today, I'm sure. And you came in today because you've begun to sense, I am poor in spirit. You're in a good place. God wants to meet you where you are. Verse 4 says, blessed are those who mourn.
El versículo 4 dice, dichosos los que lloran.
For they shall be comforted.
Porque serán consolados.
It can seem like, how can that be?
Tú te puedes preguntar, ¿cómo puede ser eso?
How can we be happy if we're mourning?
¿Cómo podemos ser felices si estamos llorando?
But the Lord is speaking about a desire.
Pero Dios está hablando de un deseo.
Such a desire that you begin to mourn.
De un deseo tan grande que empieces a llorar.
So that you will not be contained until you receive what you're asking for.
Que no vas a estar contento hasta que tú recibas lo que quieres.
That is the way to happiness.
Ese es el camino a la felicidad.
This can apply to those that are mourning for their children.
Eso puede aplicar a los que están sufriendo por sus hijos.
They're not serving God like they should.
Están sirviendo a Dios como deben de ser.
They're going the whole opposite way than going the way of the Lord.
Ellos están yendo el camino contrario a lo que tú, o el camino de Dios.
And those that are mourning will be comforted, the scripture says.
Y esos que están llorando van a ser consolados, dice la palabra.
I wish clocks could slow down, don't you?
Yo quisiera que los relojes se detenieran un poco.
But let me just say this. I remember there was a season in my family.
Una temporada ahí en familia.
Not my family here, but with my parents.
No con mi familia aquí, pero con mis padres.
And I remember one time I walked into the bedroom and my mom was sitting on the bed. And she hadn't been as happy as she used to be. At that time, she wasn't saved.
A ese tiempo, ella no estaba salva.
And I was trying to find my way at the time.
Y yo estaba tratando de encontrarme a mí mismo ese tiempo.
But she was just struggling.
Pero ella estaba pasando por un tiempo difícil.
And I remember I was seeing my mom there sitting on the bed.
Y yo me acuerdo ver a mi madre sentada en la cama.
And in her struggle, she was just weeping.
Y en su lucha, ella estaba llorando.
She was brokenhearted.
Estaba quebrantada.
And I had just barely been reading Matthew chapter 5.
Y yo apenas acababa de leer este capítulo de Mateo 5.
I didn't even know what it meant.
No sabía ni qué significaba.
But I saw that it said, blessed are those who mourn.
Pero leí eso donde dice, dichosos los que lloran.
And I said, Mom.
Y yo le dije, Mamá.
I said, the Bible says,
dice la Biblia,
blessed are those who mourn.
Que dichosos son los que lloran.
For they will be comforted.
Porque van a ser consolados.
You may be in a place of mourning right now.
Tú estarás en un lugar así en esta mañana.
All of us go through seasons where we have big question marks. As I said earlier in the Sunday school lesson, Big question marks. Why did this happen to Donnie?
Muchas preguntas. ¿Por qué pasó esto a Donnie?
And there is mourning going on.
Y hay lloro y lamento.
Maybe you've been through a situation similar to that.
A lo mejor tú estás pasando, has pasado por algo así.
And only God knows that pain that you have experienced.
Y solamente Dios sabe el dolor que tú estás experimentando.
It's in that season of your life,
pero es en ese tiempo de tu vida,
that words like this bring comfort.
Que cosas así, o palabras así, vienen, consolación.
God sees your pain.
Dios ve tu, dolor.
He knows what you're going through.
Él sabe lo que estás pasando.
And he says, blessed are those, or happy are those that are mourning.
Pero también dice que dichosos son los que lloran.
For they will be comforted.
Porque ellos serán consolados.
This mourning can involve mourning because of pain.
Esta mañana tú estarás llorando por dolor.
It can even involve carrying God's pain for a lost world. Having the desire to see the salvation of lost loved ones and neighbors and communities.
Queriendo saber la salvación de los perdidos y los que tú amas.
And God will comfort your heart.
Y Dios te va a consolar.
For the lack of time,
porque ya no tenemos mucho tiempo,
he says, happy are the meek.
Dice que dichosos serán los humildes.
For they will inherit the earth.
Porque ellos recibirán la tierra.
Those that are meek,
esos que han sido humillados,
are those that are withholding what they could do to hurt someone.
Son los que van a agarrar. Son los que se detienen de hacer mal.
Some have described meekness.
Humildad.
As power under restraint.
Como poder en cadenas.
And in many ways, those that are meek.
Y en muchas maneras, esos que son humildes,
are those that are praying for individuals instead of responding with hurt.
Son aquellos que están orando por personas en vez de recibir.
And the Lord said, you will inherit the earth.
Y el Señor dice que ellos recibirán la tierra.
He said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
Dice que,
verse 6.
Dichosos son los que tienen hambre y sed.
He says that they will be filled.
Porque serán saciados.
This is not talking about a hunger for food.
Esto no está hablando acerca de hambre, de comida.
But those that are hungering for righteousness and justice.
Pero que está buscando, que tiene hambre por justicia.
They will be filled.
Ellos serán deseados.
We said earlier we're going to pray for the Romeros. Amen.
Dije esta mañana que vamos a orar por la familia
Romero. Ultimately, justice will be served in this situation.
Y que la justicia va a tomarse el lugar.
But true justice.
Pero la justicia verdadera.
Not trying to take matters into our own hands.
No tratando de tomar nuestra, en nuestras propias manos.
But it will be handled appropriately. Amen.
Se va a arreglar apropiadamente.
But especially those that are hungering and thirsting for righteousness.
Especialmente por aquellos que están sedientos y hambrientos de justicia.
Lord, I want to have a right heart.
Señor, quiero tomar un corazón.
I want to walk before you in a holy way.
Quiero caminar contigo en una manera, santa.
I want to be like Jesus.
Quiero ser como Jesús.
I'm hungering for righteousness.
Estoy hambriento por justicia.
God loves that and He will.
Dios ama eso y Él te va a ayudar.
He's going to give it.
Te lo va a dar.
To finish this off, blessed are the merciful.
Para terminar esto, dice aquí, dichosos los compasivos.
That you will obtain mercy.
Porque serán tratados con compasión.
Think about it.
Piénsalo.
Is God merciful?
¿Es Dios, compasivo?
He wants us to be merciful.
Él quiere que nosotros también seamos compasivos.
Has God been merciful for you in many, many ways?
Dios ha sido compasivo contigo en muchas maneras.
He wants us to be the same.
Él quiere que seamos igual.
We need to be merciful people.
Quiere que seamos compasivos.
And if we do, we will obtain mercy.
Y si lo hacemos, no va a dar misericordia.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
Dichosos los de corazón limpio, porque ellos verán a Dios.
Purity of heart only comes through the blood of Jesus.
El limpio de corazón.
only comes through the blood of Jesus.
Solamente viene por la sangre de Jesús.
You can't make yourself purer and purer by striving to be good.
No te puedes ser limpio solamente seguir haciendo cosas.
That's an impossible situation.
Es una cosa imposible.
Sometimes the harder you try, the worse you get.
A veces lo más que tratas uno, lo más peor que se pone.
Anybody been there before? It's something that has been done for us through the blood of Jesus. But it says, those will see God. When you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He's given you a pure heart. He's also purifying our hearts. And we will see God. But then lastly, it says, blessed are those that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Your walk with God will sometimes breed jealousy. Some people won't like you because you're a Christian. Sometimes they'll try to talk behind your back and get you in trouble. But you know what? You're blessed, because if you're living for God and they're trying to trouble you, you will inherit the kingdom of God. This is the pathway to happiness.
Este es el camino a la felicidad.
And you can begin to understand that ultimately it's the heart that is going to seek after God. That God is going to make you and give you real and true happiness. Amen. Let's stand.